Okay, where's my chapstick? My lips hurt real bad. Hello and welcome back to the show. I am your friendly neighborhood. Oh, you don't actually know what show this is. Let's start with that first. Welcome back to the Lasers and Lockets podcast, the show all about strong and complex female characters in science fiction and fantasy entertainment. I am your forgetful host, Lee, and this show, this particular episode, is going to be a quick hits episode where I kind of run down some of the things I'm enjoying at the beginning of this year, 2020. And then what I like to do is I like to go through a few more. Wow, I just knocked the microphone. It's like I've never done this before. Then what I like to do is I like to go through a couple more audience questions and get you guys engaged. I want to hear what you guys are enjoying here in 2020. And we can kind of join each other over on our Discord server and get going with that too. So let's just dive in. Firstly, I have been enjoying Star Trek Picard. Oh yes, I broke and got CBS All Access. I swore I wouldn't do it when the last Star Trek series came out, but I am going to admit something. I am not ashamed, but the last week, my soap opera that I watch on CBS was preempted 3 days in a row. And so I broke and I got CBS All Access. You know, I almost wonder if they did it sort of on purpose, because when they got preempted, The Young and the Restless would post on their social media, swipe up now to watch the new episode or go to CBS All Access to watch the new episode. And really, frankly, I hate not being able to fast forward through things. So it was pretty great that CBS All Access lets you to get rid of commercials. You can even download the apps, or you can download the episodes. And yeah, once I got it, though, I realized there's actually a lot of content on it that isn't on Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime. So I'm not actually all that mad. But yeah, so I part broke to get access to The Young and the Restless, but also part broke in order to watch Star Trek Picard, because Picard is my second favorite captain. Oh yes, Janeway is my favorite and will always be my favorite, but Picard holds a different place in my heart. Let me explain. So, I didn't watch Star Trek The Next Generation when I was a teenager. It was too early for me, I think, for me to get into Star Trek. I really wasn't into it at that point when it was on the air. And I watched it as an adult. I watched it probably, I guess it would have been about 5 years ago. And because Netflix uploaded the whole thing. And I loved it. It was so fun. And it was so cheesy, but the right kind of cheese, you know, the Star Trek cheese. Anywho, I loved the characters. I loved Picard. I loved Data. I loved everybody. Worf. So many people. And it had really great storylines. I really enjoyed them. There were some really fun ones, especially in season one. There were some really interesting ones. That's the interesting thing about Star Trek, I generally find. The first season is not always sure what it wants to be on those series, but with the Next Generation, there were so many great moments in the first season that I just really loved. So when I heard that they were making Star Trek Picard, I was so excited. And the pilot did not disappoint. There were so many incredible moments in it, and the right amount of nostalgic cheesiness and just everything, even from the title card with, you know, with the Starfleet symbol and with Picard. The nostalgia. It almost brought a tear to my eye when I was watching it. And I can see there being a ton of potential for strong female characters in it. And I can't wait to discuss the season as a whole once it's done. I believe it's running for 10 episodes. So I'm excited to see what happens with that. Now, I was a little disappointed that 7 of 9 did not appear in the pilot. I was sort of expecting her to. I don't know why I was expecting her to. Maybe because they've been hitting it really hard with her on the promos. But I felt a little 7 of 9 baited, if you will. But I'm hoping that we get to see more of her in the later episodes. I would imagine so based on the content of the series and the direction that it seems to be going, because I don't necessarily think that you can consider a Borg like 7 of 9 to be a human all the way. She could be considered a synthetic if you think about it. But anyway, so I've definitely been enjoying that. And I, 7 of 9 is a fan favorite for a lot of people and for me. So I'm excited to see how she'll play into the series. I'm also hoping that we might see some cameos for some other exciting characters from the Star Trek universe, including maybe Captain Janeway or B'Elanna Torres or Tom Paris or any of the Star Trek Voyager ones, because Voyager really was kind of the last one in that area, after Deep Space Nine. So I kind of would be super excited to see something like that. All right. So that's the first thing I've been watching. The next thing I've been watching is Dark Matter. So this is a series that was on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it ran for 3 seasons. And I am actually doing a full episode of this podcast about it, because it has such incredibly complex female characters in it. And I just really wanted to do it right. That's actually going to be the next episode of this podcast. I needed a little bit more time to get through everything. So I wanted to do a quick hits episode to kind of tide us over until I get through the 3 seasons of it. I did not watch it much when it was on the air. It just was on at a weird time and I had trouble getting caught up with it. And maybe that's why it was canceled. It was kind of out of a weird time. It maybe wasn't great with viewership, but I love the characters on it. I love the complexity of that universe and what is going on in that universe with the corporate wars and the idea that people are not born evil. It's something that happens to them. Usually it's circumstance or nature, nurture, who knows what it is. But the series explores that really well. And I am super excited to explore that with you guys on the next episode of this podcast. All right. And then lastly, what I've really been enjoying are the CW DC shows, like Supergirl and Batwoman, of course, and also Legends of Tomorrow. Legends of Tomorrow returned last week, and it was brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant. Such a great start to the season. And I loved watching the behind-the-scenes stuff with the actors. There's actually one scene that Katie Lotz tweeted about how it was an outtake, and they actually kept it in the episode, her and Jess McCallan. It was so perfectly placed and so funny. I love it when things like that end up in an actual episode, and I think that the actors love it too, because it was just such a great moment. So I have been enjoying that. To be honest, I haven't yet watched the 5-episode crossover, which I talked about in a couple of previous episodes, because honestly, it's a lot of stress to sit down and watch 5 episodes of a crossover event, especially with what I knew was going to happen with this Crisis on Infinite Earths. It's kind of changed the landscape of everything for a really long time. So I am going to sit down and do it probably this weekend, maybe next weekend, when I have a little bit more time. But I am excited to see what happens with that. I have been having a bit of trouble with Supergirl. I was really enjoying this season, but there are just some writing choices that are not my favorite. And so it's kind of become stressful again like it did last season. I am hoping that it picks up, because I'm really enjoying their exploration of Lena and more with Kara and Lena and trying to repair that friendship. Really, they are the best of friends, and I just want them to be friends forever. And it's very stressful when they are not friends. So, anyway, I have many feelings about that. All right. Other than that, I've just been watching, I've been watching Legacies still because that's still on the air right now. I've been enjoying just other TV shows like, I've been watching some of those sort of cheesy cop ones like SWAT and Hawaii 5-0 and NCIS and those kind of things. I actually watched a really incredible episode of NCIS. I know that's not sci-fi, but it was, what was it called? Let me look that up really quick. It's called Wide Awake. And it was this most recent season. And it starred Cameron Grimes from Young and the Restless. And she is absolutely such a brilliant actor. I love her. I mean, I love her because of Young and the Restless, but I also love her in the versatility that she has as an actor. I also adore her as a person because she is a really down-to-earth and decent human being. You know, it's tough in today's world to actually see people who are authentic people on social media and in person when you meet them too. And Cameron Grimes is one of those very rare people like that. And I just deeply appreciate who she is as a person because she makes me feel like it's okay to be who I am too, which is kind of a cool thing. It's as I've gotten older, the thing that I try to do more and more is to seek out people who inspire me to be myself more, not aspire to be like them. I mean, aspirations are great, but I look more for people who inspire me to be a better person. And Cameron Grimes is absolutely one of those people. So huge shout out to her. Let's get to the question of the episode, gentle listeners. And actually, we have a couple of questions this episode. So the first one is, what 2020 sci-fi or fantasy series are you most excited about seeing released? And the second question is, what film are you interested in seeing this year or you've heard might be coming out this year? For me, as far as films, I think I'm super excited about Wonder Woman 1984. Looks awesome. And I've seen the teaser trailer a few times. When I went to see Star Wars with my friend, I just was so excited when I saw that come up on the screen. I am also super excited for more Mandalorian if it gets released this year. I think it's supposed to be released later this year. To be honest, though, most of the reason why I like The Mandalorian is because of the tiny Yoda, baby Yoda, if you will. I love a good baby Yoda meme, and I have introduced my family to many good baby Yoda memes. Check out my social media for I reenacted one of them, the one with the McDonald's bag, because growing up, that's what my mom did for us, whether we were happy or sad. She took us to McDonald's to celebrate or to make us feel better. So I did a little recreation of that when I got home for Christmas this year. So I'll post that up on our Instagram. And yeah, definitely check that out. It was a lot of fun. All right, that brings us to the end of the episode, gentle listeners. I am super excited about our upcoming episode on dark matter, so that's going to be in 2 weeks. Until then, get out there in the universe and make a connection with somebody else, whether it's bringing someone into your D&D party, or going to see a Star Wars movie with someone, or just getting out and helping your community. I think that's a super important thing right now. If there's anything that was taught to us with this recent tragedy, is love the people that are around you and be decent human beings to one another. You never know what's going on with somebody around you. And the community that we have as nerds is a pretty incredible community. And it's one that we have an opportunity to build each other up with and to love people around us, because let's be honest, we've all been outcasts at some point or another. So bring someone into your fold, join a new game, find a new friend at the comic book store, wherever it may be, get your nerd on and be awesome. All right.